Gitten Perg Zayin Mishneh Gimel Ze Gitech Imati. A person who's a bari, a regular person, gives his wife a get, but he doesn't give his wife a get that should be chal now. This is your get if I end up dying. Or he's taka not well, but he doesn't know if he's going to die. He's not well, he's in the hospital with pneumonia. He's concerned. Now, what does he care? If he dies, his wife ended up in Teretz Ashuk, so we have the whole Teretz, that he doesn't have children. So he doesn't want to leave his wife an aguna biyachas to have to track down a brother-in-law on the other side of the world. So he wants to be megarish his get if he's happily married. He wants to be megarish her before he dies if he's going to be in Mati Michael Azef. He's going to die from this illness. Ze gitech la'acha misa. These three cases, if he dies, it's a get. So what are you saying? You're saying that you're not giving get while you're alive. The chalois of the gerushin is totally in misa. There's no gerushin lacha misa. In mati michoel lizeh, there's no gerushin lacha misa. Especially if he speaks it out. Zekitech la'acha misa. It's about to go against it in terror. There's no such thing as a gerushin la'acha misa. Mehayoyim imati. The way such a thing would have to be constructed would have to be mehayoyim imati. He says the get should be a get today, but tonight he says that he's going to die from this illness. He gives it clearly koydem moisoy mehayoyim me'achshav imati. He says it like that, because the same difference. Harez a get, that would be a get. The get over here is a get from today, but tonight that he's going to die either from this illness or bechlal. What's a gray area is mehayoyim ulachamisa. What does he mean with that? Does he mean that the get should be lachamisa, no good, or does he mean mehayoyim imomus? Then the get's a get. So it's a suffix. Get ve'ena get. Loshen of a suffix. Yes, no, suffix. Imes. What's the loch of this person who's a suffix? So then chalatz is lemis yavemis. To be miyabni you can't, because it could be it's a brother-in-law should lebe mogam mitzvah. There's no chalois zika. On the other hand, to let her go free below klum, maybe she's a yevama, maybe she's still married. So therefore, chalatz is from zavemis. Ze gitech mehayoyim imati michoel zeh. We just had that's good. Va'omad v'holach bashuk. Here's a little bit of an interesting twist. He says imati michoel zeh. Now, Baruch Hashem, he recovered. Omad v'holach bashuk. V'cholo, then he got a relapse. V'meis. I'm denying, sir. Is that called that he died from this illness? Somebody was diagnosed with the yenemakla, and he had to go in for surgery, and he gave his wife, because of a mokum igun, he gave his wife a get, mehayoyim imati michoel zeh. He came out of the surgery, he was successful, he's recuperating, and he was doing better, he's going through radiation. Lemaisa, then he had a sudden decline, and he died. If we see that he died later as a hemshech of the first matzav, which is usually the case in the way we just described, that is niskayim imati michoel zeh. Vim lav ein get. If it was something else, if it was something that shouldn't have been b'derech hateva from that illness, so then ein get. The get's not a get. We don't see that as imomus michoel zeh. Continuation. Mishnah Dalad, lo tisyachir imay ela bifnei edim. This fellow who said imati michoel zeh should not be nisyachid with his wife ela bifnei edim. Here we have an important halacha that wherever a man and a woman are nisyachid together as a married couple, even if legally, halachically, they're not married, we see their yichud as being bechshash that he was bo'alel. Furthermore, since they're living together as man and wife, we see this as a basis to say that he was bo'alel l'shem kedushin. In other words, bilas u'bilas nus. We see this as saying that they're living together as a couple, he's bo'alel l'shem kedushin. And if there are edim that they're nisyachid, we see that as edei yichud, edei bia, and then she'll need another get. So over here, you have a couple. He says, imati michoel zeh, but Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. So he wants that the get should be a get from today, January 1st, to 2024, and he's nisyachid with her like a married couple, February 1st, 2024. Then, Rachman son, he dies a few months later. He wants that the get should be retroactively l'mafreya, a get from January 1st. But on February 1st, he was nisyachid, and he was, you have to assume that he was bo'alel, a couple living together. You have to assume they live together as man and wife. Oy bazoy, the halach is if he wants the get to be valid and not to come to achshash, that he needs another get, there was another kedushin, le tisyachad himo ele b'fnei edim. He has to be in the siyachad with edim that see that he was not bawled up. Afilu Evan, who is enough to break up matzav of yichud over here that he shouldn't need another get? Afilu Evan, afilu shivcha, chutz mi shivchasa. Her shivcha, this is a really halacha sort of in Yisurei Yichud. An Evan and shivcha is not going to stop them together from living as a couple. I'm sorry, an Evan or a shivcha is enough to be meineh them from living with each other. Except chutz mi shivchasa, mipnei sheliba gazba b'shivchasa. She will not be nispol. She won't be embarrassed of neshiv chosa. Therefore, it doesn't break up. This is sort of like the halach of libe gasbo. We have in kedushin where that having certain people in a situation with his a man and a woman will not make it oisi yichud because there's a libe gasbo. Mayi bois no yomim. What's her status in this gray area? If he's going to die 3 months from now, neichel is there, she's divorced today. Lamafreya. What's her status? Now, in the case the way we just said it in Mishnah Gimel, at the beginning of Mishnah Dal, we're talking about a case, we clearly said that when he dies, it's Nizgal L'mafreh, the Gershon was today. So what's the Shalom Ahi Bais HaYamim? So the Gemara adds a little bit of a Chesu Mechso over here. We're talking about a slightly different case. He didn't say, HaReza Gitach Me'ayoyimim Omos Michoel Zeh, the way we were talking before. What he said was, he said, "Me'es shani ba'olam, hareze gitech v'hisgarshi boy, me'es shani ba'olam me'esi. Being nisgarish with this get while I'm still alive, if I taka die." So he's doing a taka with it now, but clearly he's not doing it from today. So Yehuda says what he really means to say is he means to be megarish at the last second he's alive in order not to get into a problem. Let's see, yachan imel b'fnei edim. Right, he could be sick for years. He was diagnosed the way we said. And he's sick for years. And he gave her a get today just to be on the safe side. That's years down the road. So he doesn't want to live with her as a married couple. The time that he has left, he wants to spend with her. So what does he want to do? What he wants to do really is he wants to give a get before he dies if he ends up dying from this illness. So then the whole 2 years until that point, Kesh Tish L'chad Vareh. She's divorced only Rega Echad Lufnei Moisei. Reb Yosi Oime Megereshes Ve'ene Megereshes. He has a Sofik. What will be the Halacha? The Halacha will be if she's Mizanah, she's Chayav in Oshim Tolu. Because it's a Sofik. The Me'ez Shani Ba'olam, definitely the Taich, Heinler Reb Yosi, Heinler Reb Yehuda means Rega Echad Lufnei Moisei. The problem, the way the Rav brings down from the Gemara, the whole Shtich of Gemara, is that Reb Yehuda holds, okay, so Rega Echad Lufnei Moisei. Now, when is that going to be? Lom Zogin, that after he gives the get, he dies 2 months later at 4:24 a.m. So at 4:23 in 59 seconds, that's when the get is a get. Rabbi Yossi has a problem with that. Heyes, we have Yisoid Ein Breira. You can't have with something, a chalois of something, the point when it's chal, is besofik to be nizbar a second later. The rega of Moisoi will be kever that a second before was the shas chalois a get. You can't do that. If it's not mavur b'shaitoi, then it can't be chal. So by definition, the way you have to look at it, and this is a dakas de genekuda, not the way Rabbi Yehuda looks at it, that she's a full eishes ish till the shas rega of misa, but you have to look at it, you're right, you don't know when he's going to die, and you don't know when the kiyum etnai is, but you see her as divorced from some time before that, and therefore every second she could be that that's the time. If you could say, Ad Shas Misa Mamish. So then there's no point where he's alive where she's an Ashes, where she's not an Ashes Ish. According to Bias, it's not Mamish till the end. It has to be it's Nizbar before. This is the way Rashi seems to learn. It's not 100% clear what this Chilik is. Taisus other Rishonim hold no. If you hold in Brera, that means that the get can't be chal b'chalal like that. If it's not nizbar, what the point where she's megureshes is? In Brera says that it can't be chal at all. Same way we had in Brera legabei we discussed in the third parak. We have a barrel of truma. It's not nizbar which is the truma. It's not nizbar over here which is the Shah of Misa, so then it can't be Chal.